So you can put away your notes.
Thank you.
Are we ready to correct these? So we'll exchange papers. Well, you have to take it in the right way. Well, let's see how we have done here. And what we're really happy about is that this is our last test. So we're real happy about that. So we feel real good toward the teacher. Grace. But she dropped out of the class. But that's okay. Okay, question number one. When was the first epistle of John most probably written? Letter D, around 90 A.D. Yes, we're all happy for that. We hope that everybody got that so that we're getting started here on the right foot. Yes. But then I said, most probably. I gave this big span and then I narrowed it down. That's right. So that means you circled B, C, and D, right? Letter D. Number two. For the life was manifest, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. Letter A. What does show unto you mean literally in the Greek? Letter C. Reporting back unto you. Reporting back. No. It really is answer, and we're going to go on here. We might be here at about 2:30 otherwise. No, it really is. It meant reporting back, and I explained how it gave the sense of going somewhere, learning about it, and then you bring the information back. You report it back. I remember how clearly I said that, and with a real good anointing and freedom in the spirit. And so, right? Isn't that how it was? Thank you. I'm losing control of my class, so I hope that the correction here on the first two questions is not indicative of us going downhill, but maybe we're going to go uphill from this. All right, letter B. The with in the phrase with the Father is the Greek word pros. What does this Greek preposition mean literally? Letter A, toward. Number three. We're just going to ignore that over there. In 1 John 1:6, it says that if we claim to have fellowship with God and are walking continually in darkness, then we are doing something contrary to God. What is it? Letter D, lying. This is where I gave you the scriptures to memorize, learn, for the very purpose of really understanding the way in which the book is written. And so that's why you have a number of these questions here, because the book is written different, really, than any other book. And he makes these kind of statements that really could have a number of answers, and he could be making a number of points, but he singles out certain things. And it's not that that's the whole answer, because in what he's saying, here in this case, person walking continually in darkness, although they claim to have fellowship with God, they're doing more than just lying. They're doing many of these other things that are even listed here. But it's singled out specifically because of the point that the Holy Spirit is trying to make and to get across. And that's the nature of 1 John. So we're testing the book and trying to understand better the way in which it's written. And so in a certain sense, they're not good questions. Because of the nature of the book, they are good questions. And if the book wasn't written this way, they would not be appropriate questions at all. And if I hadn't told you about the verses, then it would be really, really unfair. As it is, I think it's just unfair, but nevertheless, we are testing the book, and so that's why I've included these questions. Number four, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. According to the Greek, what does the phrase, we deceive ourselves, mean? Letter C, we lead ourselves astray. Leading ourselves astray. Number five, if we say that we have not sinned, then we make God a liar. According to 1 John 1:10, what is then not in us? Letter E, God's word. Number six, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Letter A, what Old Testament book connects to this verse in regard to sinning not and sinning? Letter B, Leviticus. And then the second portion of the question, the Greek word for advocate is also used in the Gospel of John. How is it translated there? Letter A, Comforter. Number seven, 1 John 2:2 says that Jesus Christ is the propitiation of our sins. What is the literal meaning of the Greek? Letter A, covering. He is the covering. And you can all, and you can, if you'll connect in concept with this, it might help you to remember it. Just always remembering, if he's our propitiation and how love covers a multitude of sin, he's our covering, he's our propitiation. It's through the love of God, through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Number eight, according to 1 John 2:3, how do we prove that we have come to know Jesus Christ experientially? Letter E, keeping his commandments. Seeing the person, keeping the commandment shows an experiential relationship. Not that it's completed, but they're on that pathway. Number nine, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. Letter A, what is the literal Greek of ought himself? Letter D, he is owing. Something that he is owing shows his accountability. Letter B, what is the literal Greek root meaning of walk and walked? Letter B, to order one's behavior. Talks about their behavior. To order one's behavior. Number 10, 1 John 2:8 reads, again a new commandment I write unto you. What is this new commandment? Letter A, the new and fuller revelation of love given in and by Jesus Christ. And that was the whole point of it. Yes?
In my notes, I remember reading that it talked about this new commandment was more explicit to us because it was showing how to love and how to live by yourself. And I think that's what I was getting out of it. So that's why I took letter E, was to add itself and walk in the Spirit, because that was more of a commandment than.
That's all well and good, except for one thing. In the whole context, he's talking about love. And he's saying from the beginning, this is what we've seen, this is what we've known, this is what we've learned. And then he said, I don't give you a new commandment because it's still love. But then he says, I do give you a new commandment. And then I explained that it was the fuller revelation of love as shown in Christ. Now, with that fuller revelation, that means then we're going to have to live more dedicated, more yielded. It's going to require that we live in a higher place. But that's a secondary part to it. Number 11. A brother is in darkness, is walking in darkness, and does not know where he is going, for the darkness has blinded his eyes. As seen in this verse, what is the reason for this? Letter E, hatred for his brother. Number 12, what kinds of categories are children, young men, and fathers? Letter C, different levels of spiritual maturity. Number 13, in 1 John 2:17, it says that something is happening to this world system and the lust thereof. What is taking place? Letter D, it is passing away. More and more it is passing away. Number 14, according to 1 John 2:18, we know that it is the last time because of a particular occurrence. What is this occurrence? Letter D. There are many antichrists, false teachers, false prophets, cults abounding, and it's continuing more and more. And part of it is, see, he's talking about the entire gospel age. And as we move from the old covenant to the new covenant, God is showing that he's going to do much more. So then the devil says, well, I'm going to have to do much more. And so then the devil has multiplied his false teachers. There's always been a lot of false teachers, but now it's even multiplied more so. And it continues to indicate that we're at the end of time. We're in the last 2 days of the 6 days leading up to the millennial day, the seventh day. And more false teachers, more and more cults. And they're multiplying all the time. And there are so many things where there's much more potential week by week and month by month for many more Jonestowns. There's a lot more people with that kind of power and that kind of control, and they are demonized to the hilt. And it's a very, very serious thing. Somebody was, and I don't know the people that were involved, and I don't know exactly how he found out about it, but this person he shared how I think a friend of his or somebody he knows was on an airplane, and they're just sitting next to the other passenger, and they brought the food for the meal, and this person said, oh, no thank you, I'm fasting. And the person kind of looked over inquisitively, and this person was a Christian, and here's this person fasting. And then the person, I think, asked a question, and the person said, yes, I'm fasting and praying. And then this person said, well, then you must be a Christian. And the person said, no, I belong to the church of Satan. And we are fasting and praying for 3 weeks that Satan would be able to destroy every Christian minister's family. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? That's kind of sobering. It's rather shocking. And more and more antichrists. And they mean business. It's not a game. It's not pretensies. The devil is out to destroy, and he's finding dupes. He's finding dummies to pray to him. And that gives him more access. Just like praying to God gives God more access, praying to the devil gives him more access. Is that person, well, you should say to a person like that, you should, do you really know what the devil wants to do to you? Do you know what the devil, if God would allow the devil to be able to do what he really wants to, do you know what he would do to you? He would destroy you just like that. He hates you. You're serving somebody who hates you, totally hates you. You're being used. Do you know you're being used? That's what's happening with that person. The person doesn't even know it. It's a terrible thing. But it's a major sign showing us where we're living and how serious all of this is. Number 15, but ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. What is the unction from the Holy One, based on the meaning of the Greek and parallel passages? It's letter A. An anointing from the indwelling Holy Spirit. The word unction speaks of anointing. It's talking about the anointing that we have from the indwelling of God's Spirit. Number 16, in 1 John 2:22, we are told who the liar is. Who is this one? Letter E, the one denying that Jesus is the Christ. Number 17, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. What does this verse mean? It means letter B. Men can learn truth only through the Holy Spirit's inspiration and illumination. And all the other statements miss the point. although, yes.
I had a question about the definition of the word inspiration, whether that meant word, not in particular, cancer. Is that what that meant? Does that mean the word?
No, it means the same thing as revelation. So through the Holy Spirit's revelation, see, it has to be through His inspiration. There, it's just showing that God's presence and His Spirit must be there for us to really learn. And if that's not really there, people are not going to actually learn the Word of God. And it doesn't matter that the teacher is anointed. If the people aren't anointed, if both really aren't anointed, and if the people aren't really opening up to God, it doesn't matter how good the teacher is, it doesn't matter how carefully he brings it, and even there's so many situations where we get the word and we understand what it's saying, and we understand the meaning of it, but unless God shows us what to do with it, how to implement it, how to appropriate it, how to apply it, we're not going to get anywhere. And so the key to this, to what he's saying here, is just to understand that we really need God. It's not denying the teachers, it's not denying the pastor, it's not denying all these other things that God has provided. But you can only learn truth through the Holy Spirit's inspiration. Yes? Men should receive all knowledge by the Spirit through the Word. Now, to receive all knowledge by the Spirit through the Word limits it totally to the Word, meaning that it's just me and my Bible. Now, see, that's what C does. Now, I know that it's easy not to catch that, but that's the point of letter C, that it's just me and my Bible. So now I'm going to get all knowledge by the Spirit through the Word. And I'm going to just see you, and I'm going to go off, and I'm going to get the knowledge. Now that's what it's saying, and that's what the point of it is. Now letter B does not give that kind of restriction. But it does not exclude the Word. And it doesn't No. This is a very important point. And it's not really funny. These are important points. We have got... Now, see, taking tests is not an easy thing. And they're not pleasant. They're not real enjoyable. They're more difficult to correct than they are to take, whether you believe that or not. That's the truth. I'd much rather take tests than correct them. And I mean that. And I mean that absolutely. And I'll tell you, the devil really takes these things to put a lot of pressure on the teachers, and it's not fun. It's not pleasant in the slightest. But these are important things. Number one, the tests aren't perfect. We admit that. But when you're looking at these statements, and I'm not going to give anybody any other answer here, so you're going to have to just settle for your -3 or +3. But men can learn truth only through the Holy Spirit's inspiration and illumination. That statement does not exclude the Word. That statement does not exclude teachers. It does not exclude the church. It puts no limitation. It's emphasizing the point of the verse. The verse is emphasizing the role of the Holy Spirit. Not to deny the Word, not to deny the church, not to deny the pastor, teachers, but the verse is emphasizing the role of the Holy Spirit. So the answer must emphasize the role of the Holy Spirit. Because that's what the verse does. Letter C, puts a limitation, and then it makes it exclusively the Word. This is written, and it's calculated to get this point across, and it may not seem that important right now, but you're going to be in all sorts of situations where you're going to have to be able to explain and to catch. Some people will make statements like this, and it will sound good. It will sound right. And it's not good, and it's not right. They're making something as though this is it. It's exclusively this way. And we've got to be able to pick these statements up. And so that's, these, all of these answers have to be somewhat close. They have to be that way. You can't have one answer that is so absolutely correct and just so such a perfect full statement that all the others are just nonsensical, absurd, ridiculous, foolish. They've got to be close. They have to be, just by the very nature of the test. And one of the reasons that we test in this way is so that we really have to think and pick up the differences and sometimes the nuances in the words. And of course, it's going to cause people to miss certain ones where they really know the answer. That's going to happen. But it will all balance out by the time we're done. But it is. It's a significant point. If somebody made this statement, men should receive all knowledge by the Spirit through the Word, a lot of people would shout a hearty amen. And if the person really means what he's saying, then he's saying, we need no teachers, we need no church, we need no pastor, all we need is this book. And if this is all we need, then why did he give pastors and teachers and all the rest? So that's what the point of the statement is, and to help us better understand that. I am sorry that these things trip us up and we miss points. I wish everybody got 100%, but it doesn't work out quite that way. Number 18, and I know the emotion that you go through, and I know the demons that come, and I know just the human emotions. And we're trying to do very well, and that's fine. And so I know that these things happen, and they're not easy. They are difficult, but we're learning in all of this. And your teacher's not trying to be cruel, unfair, some sort of a tyrant. He is trying to be reasonable. I hope you believe that. Number 18. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence. What does confidence mean? Letter A, unreservedness in speech. Well, I'll have to give you the answers on the rest quickly. Number 19 is E. Got to get this corrected. 19E, 20C, 21E, 22C. The first part of 23 is A. The second part of 23 is B. Number 24 is E. 25 is D. 26 is C. 27 is B. Then 28 is also B. And 29 is E. And then the last one, number 30, is D. So you need to add up the minus and put the minus number at the top, as well as the total correct, if you would. And the total number possible is 60. And you can look them over and then pass them in, and we will head home for lunch.